Okay, the Gemara and Daf Hey on the base at the bottom tries to bring its raya from Kibud Avayim. Ela itzrich. Maybe it's taka true that esto chalos eshish bakaris ba'alma. Salgadai lechamin tezim mikibud Avayim. Tisan yochel kibud Avayim da hashadis the lav shish bakaris. But tamil lomar yishem aviv ish imo ve'aviv tiro ve'shav so saitish moru kulchem chayv mkodi. So you needed a miyut to say that Kibud Avayim is not Docheh Shabbos. Assuming it's referring to Shchotli and Basheli. So Gemara tries to reject that and says maybe it's talking about Mechamer on top of Avam Ralef. Ultimately the Gemara comes back and says ultimately, the Gemara comes back and says, "The Sanya," when it's describing what kind of lav we're talking about. Yachal amar lo aviv hi tamei, osha amar lo al tachzir yachal yishmalo isurim. Tam lomar ish imo baviv tiro ves shav sosay tishmoru kulchem chayav mekvodi. So the Gemara says, "Yeah, but there's no raya from Kibud Avayim in general at all." Ella mishum deikla mifach, because there's a standout question. Malahanach shekein hechsher mitzvah. That based on our girsa, malahanach sheishbim shekein that they're hechsher mitzvah, shekein hechsher mitzvah. These actions that we just described are all hechsher mitzvah. Kibud Avayim is hechsher mitzvah, and therefore it's not a goof. Well, it's hechsher mitzvah. So what does this mean? Malahanach shekein hechsher mitzvah. So Rashi says. Ella lo omer lo olam da amar le shchotli basheli. Enachanami, we go back to our original assumption that we're talking here about a case where the father says shchotli basheli on Shabbos. So you have the mitzvah of Kibud Avayim up against the iser malacha of Shabbos, alav sheish bakaris. Yeah, va'afilu hachi lo itzrich aleha. You still don't need the gzeras akas of aleha. The igla mifach malahanach shchotli basheli. Maybe these are exceptional. Shekein hechsher mitzvah bechilul Shabbos ba'akiras los esei who mekayim esei dekibud v'zeu hechsher kimo v'yevshel lekayim b'lakiras lav. Kibud Avayim is exceptional. Shchotli basheli are exceptional in the sense that it is impossible for me to fulfill the mitzvahs Kibud Avayim in this instance when he asks me to shecht for him, when he asks me to cook for him without violating Isser Shabbos. He wants fresh meat right now. The only way to accomplish that is to shecht. He wants hot soup right now. The only way for me to accomplish that is through cooking. Therefore, specifically in a case like this where it's mamish, the hechsher mitzvah, hechsher meaning it's what is ma'afsher, the mitzvah. The mitzvah is impossible without this act. In such a case where you can't possibly separate the act of Kibud Avayim from the isser of the Sheish Bekaris, even there the Gemara says there's a havamina of esei daichelose Sheish Bekaris, and you need a pasuk to accept to make an exception and say it's not. But in a chanami, in a regular case of esei daichelose, say you wouldn't say it's doche lav Sheish Bekaris. It's just here because it's mamish the hechsher mitzvah. The mitzvah is impossible without it. So hilkach ilokas ves shabbos osi dishmoru have a min litchi dafka by Kibud Avayim with Shabbos. Aval yibum lo ze bilvad hechsher kiyum ha'esei. It's not the only way you could accomplish the mitzvah. Shar yachol lachlotz v'lo yakor lav shel erva. Because really you could accomplish the same thing by doing chalitza. You don't have to violate the iser erva. You could just do chalitza and get out of the question entirely. But it's tzrich aleha, so you don't need the pasuk aleha to exempt you. So that's, Rashi says, the pushback of the Gemara. We're not really going to spend time on the Yibum aspect, but basically Rashi is saying that Yibum is Efshir Lekaima Aideh Chalitza without violating the Isser Erva. And therefore, you would never have a Havamina that you should have Esidu Chalose Sheish Bekares that would therefore justify having a exception of Aleha. Masha'inkin, in specific cases like Kibud Avayim, where it's the Hechsher Mitzvah, meaning it is impossible to do this Mitzvah without doing the Avera. In those cases, you have a havamina that's doche, even a lav sheish bakaris kamashmon. It's not because of shabbos osi tishmoru. So you saw Tosas on the bottom of the page. The other Rishonim have it also. The Rashba, in particular, they ask a whole list of kashas on Rashi. That Rashi's pshat doesn't make any sense in the Gemara and in general. So they bring from Rabbeinu Chananel that he explains the Gemara differently, really exactly differently, opposite. That when the Gemara says Hechsher Mitzvah, it means what we use the term Hechsher Mitzvah Ba'alma for. It means it's not the mitzvah itself, but rather it's preparatory for the mitzvah. Both of those meanings come from the same, you know, etymological source, meaning Hechsher means preparatory or allowance. It makes it possible. But the focus is different. For Rashi, it means this mitzvah is impossible without this act. For Tosfos, it means this act is a preparation for the mitzvah. But Hechsher mitzvah, it's the same word. Hechsher, obviously, we're just learning it differently. Rashi's pshat is feasible. But Tosfos say across Shas, Hechsher mitzvah usually doesn't mean that. It means a preparatory act for a mitzvah, but not the gufa mitzvah itself. Therefore, Rabbi Nathanael says, the pshat is, and you have to change the gear, so it's not malahanach, but malahach, that the Gemara is answering malahach, meaning mechamer. Mechamer is just preparatory. By mechamer, it's not mamish, the mitzvah itself. And therefore, you can't learn from here that it's not docha ba'alma, alav greda. Kibud av eim is not docha alav ba'alma because it's just a hechsher mitzvah. It's just a preparatory act because we're just talking about mechamer. Mechamer is just a preparation for kibud av eim, so of course it's not docha alav ba'alma. But in achrami, if you had a lav ba'alma, and you had a mitzvah essay that was mamash the gufa mitzvah, in achrami, you'd have essay docha alav essay. You learn that from Kilayim B'tzitzis, the same way we've been assuming till now. So Tos then add from the Ri that it's true that Mechamer is Hechsher Mitzvah, the way we're defining Rabbeinu Chananel. Hechsher Mitzvah meaning it's preparatory. You're Mechamer, you send the animal to bring the food to the father, you send the animal to do the malach in the field for the father, whatever the case is with Mechamer. That's preparatory. That's true, it's just a Hechsher Mitzvah. But you will have cases of Gof HaMitzvah by Kibud Av Eim as well. This, I think, is partially the topic that Donnie's going to talk about on Wednesday. But what Tosfos means by that, what would be examples of Gof HaMitzvah itself? Yesh La'ayin, what's included in that? Let's just do one simple example that I don't think touches your Chabura. But if the father says, put on my shoes, so putting on shoes is the Gof HaMitzvah. Whatever, just to try to make it a case of Shabbos. So tying the shoes with a kasher shel kayama would be a case of guf hamitzvah that would be asar on Shabbos, shoes that he plans not to take off for all of Shabbos or 30 days or the rest of his life, or it's a mitzvah to wear those shoes, whatever the case of a kasher shel kayama would be for the knot on Shabbos. Fine. So in those cases it's a taka docha, meaning then kibud av eim should be docha Shabbos when it's the guf hamitzvah. So they know it's a low plug, meaning kivan that normally, generally speaking, again, you have to do the math, but many or most examples of Kibud Av Eim are preparatory, meaning, or most examples of the act that a person does for Kibud Av Eim are often preparatory in nature. Therefore, low plug, and any time you're doing any act of Kibud Av Eim, it's not going to be docha. Fine. So that's the Machlokas, Rashi, and all the other Rishonim. Other than the term Hechsher Mitzvah, what's the Yesod of the Machlokas here? What are they arguing about? What's the nucleus of the Machlokas between Rashi and the Rishonim? So if you look in the Ritva, when the Gemara quotes the Brisa of Yachal Amar Lo Aviv Hitame, the father tells the son to go be Matame, he's a Kayin, go be Matame, so he doesn't listen. So there, the Ritva points out, it's not 100% clear in Rashi, but he thinks it's clear in Rashi, that Rashi understands that to be a case where the father was telling his son to go be Matame, Stamazai. The father says, I'm bored. It's Sunday morning and I'm bored. I'd like to see some entertainment. So he says to his Kohen son, go into that Beis HaKavaras and be Matame yourself. I shouldn't even say it that way. He just says Stam. It's not because he's bored and not because he wants entertainment. It's nothing. It's a zero to him. He doesn't care. He just tells him to do something. I don't know. He's absent-minded about it. He tells his son to go into a Beis HaKavaras. So it's Libatala. There's no Hana'ah. There's no benefit to the father at all. So in that case was what the Gemara was talking about. So the Ritva says, Yachal Amar Lo Aviv Hitame, O Amar Lo Al Tachzir, Perish Rashi, Sh'amar Lekein Lebatal Lev Lo L'Shem Davar. Don't return that item. Not because it's any benefit, just because don't return it. Just hang out here. Don't return it. Ve'eino Nachon, that's not the Pshat. Dim Kein, Lama Yishmalo. Why would you listen to him? It's Dvarim Shel Rishus. The father's not telling you to do something for him. Why is that Kibud Av Eim? That's not Kibud Av Eim. She'eino Osa Kavod. Only when you do something for the benefit of the father are you performing the mitzvah of kibud av-aim. If you just do something stam in the veldt and your father happened to have told you to do it, that's not kibud av-aim. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, kibud av is ma'achilo mashkeo malbisho manilo. It has to be that you're feeding him, you're drinking him, you're putting on his shoes. I know it doesn't translate. You're putting on his shoes, you're whatever, you're doing something. You're helping him out, you're having some benefit for him. But in this case, he's ba'alma, just stam, levatala, that's not kibud av-aim. So that's what the Ritzvah disagrees with Rashi. But what's Takav Pshat in Rashi then? So what, if the Diak is correct, if the Diak is correct in Rashi, so what's Takav Pshat that even if it's just Levatala, Stam, he tells him to do it for no reason whatsoever, that's also called Kibud Av-Aim? So the Pasha Pshat, is that Rashi's saying, like the Gemara in Kedushin, the Tosfos in Kedushin quote from Yerushalmi maybe, that that of course Kibud Av-Aim applies when you're doing something for the benefit of the father, putting on the shoes, putting on the clothing, feeding him, cooking for him, all those things are kibud av-aim, lehanos, the father, that's for sure true. But it's also a hana'a to the father when you listen to what he says. Kvodo, ritzono, hu kvodo. That's the lashon. Ritzono, hu kvodo. When you do I don't know if you could imagine a mashal from like something you may have witnessed in your life. So like you see a king who tells his subjects to dance for him. He says, you know, dance. So maybe sometimes it's because he enjoys watching dancing, but I think the pshat a lot of times when you see that happen in those moving pictures is the king is telling the subject to dance for me, not because he enjoys the dancing movements, but because he enjoys the fact that people have to do whatever he says. Or, you know, he has them duel or something to the death. Probably partially sickly, it's some savage form of entertainment, but there's also a hana'a to him in that the people have to do what he says. That's what it means to be the boss. People have to do what I say. So it's gishmak to have people listen to me. So ritzono hu kvodo, allowing the parent to be listened to is a kavod itself. I think the case that Tosfos bring from the Yerushalmi is, I don't remember who was, Rabbi Gamliel or Tarfon, I think Rabbi Gamliel maybe, I don't remember. But the mother would like wash his feet and then she would drink the water that she washed his feet with. So the Gemara says, it's disgusting. Why would he let her do that? The answer is no, ritzona hi kvoda. She wanted to do that. I don't know why she wanted to do that, but she wanted to do that, and that was a kaveter. So Rashi is saying, even Levatala, even the father says, go to that Beis HaKvaros, that would have been a kaved because it was listening to the demands of the father. So in the Birkas Avram, he has a very gishmak ha'ara, very, very gishmak ha'ara. So he says, Lefi, what we just said, Rashi's arguing, at least with the Ritva, on the Hagdara of Kibud Av-Aim. For Rashi, the Hagdara of Kibud Av-Aim includes hachanos. It includes preparatory acts, because if the father says, I want meat, then his ratzon is that you should cook the meat. And if he wants meat, then his ratzon is that you should shech the animal if you don't have an animal. So anything that it takes, anything that the act entails in order to feed him, in order to clothe him, in order to help him out in some tangible way, to give him an actual hana'a, the entire process is ritzono, and therefore it's kvodo. So according to Rashi, the pshat in Kibud Av-Aim is that whatever the father needs you to do and wants you to do and you do is a form of Kibud Av-Aim. The things that are very direct and the things that are also preparatory acts are also part of that act of Kibud Av-Aim. That's also hana from him because his ratzon is being fulfilled. If that's the case, this is the tifkait, this is what the ha'ara that he has. If that's the case, then Rashi says, when the Gemara says Kibud Av-Aim is a hechsher mitzvah, it doesn't mean it's a hechsher mitzvah, meaning it's preparatory and it's not the gufa mitzvah. It can't mean that. Because the word hechsher mitzvah for Rashi can't mean that, because the definition of kibud av-aim is even what we colloquially refer to as hechsher mitzvah are the guf ha-mitzvah of kibud av-aim. So when the Gemara says, oh, shekein hechsher mitzvah, it doesn't mean, oh, those are just preparatory acts. What do you mean? Preparatory acts are the mitzvah of kibud av-aim. They're bechlal the mitzvah of kibud av-aim. So Rashi has to turn on his head and say, no, hechsher mitzvah must mean here, not preparatory, but it's machshir, the mitzvah. It makes it possible to do the mitzvah. So he can't say like Tosfos because he thinks the gufa, the hagdara of the mitzvah of kibud av-aim doesn't have a concept of hechsher mitzvah the way we usually use that term. Elamai, it must be the word hechsher mitzvah here means something else, as Rashi explained. Okay, more on the definition of kibud av-aim and the definition of what's included within the hechsher and what's included in the gufa mitzvah from Dani on Wednesday.
Can you say the same thing for
Bini Mason? Well, let's do Bini Mason now. I don't know, is the short answer. The long answer for the next 40 minutes is let's see. The Gemara here says, "Ela self kedai dechamina tesi," meaning now we should learn "esedoch lo se sheyesh bakares" from, again, just the biggest challenge here is just to hold cup in what the stages of the Shach of Tari are, and only then to try to get into Rishonim. It's like so much to hold on to over here. But that and therefore you need a pasuk to tell you that it's not true by Yibam. Mi binyan beis hamikdash. Why? Desanya yachli hey binyan beis hamikdash docha Shabbos. Oh, you see, you would have said esi dechalosa say binyan beis hamikdash on Shabbos. Tamid lomar, you don't say that because es Shabbos osay tishmor mikdash itiro kulchem, meaning even the mikdash itself is chayav mikvodi. So it sounds like my lav bona besoser. But time of the cause of Rahman es Shabbos osay tishmoru halav achi dachi. So don't you see from here, clearly, that Ese Dochalose Sheish Bokares, and therefore Binyan Beis HaMikdash should yeah be Docha, Bona V'Soser the Beis HaMikdash should, well, Soser, Mistama means like Soser Almanas Livnos, that means Tiris Beis HaMikdash, it means you have to break some things in order to fix them or something. So Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that mitzvah's Ese, let's call it V'Asuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Socha, that mitzvah's Ese V'Asuli Mikdash, should be doch the lav sheish bokaris of Shabbos. Elamai, it doesn't because of gzeres kasuv. But ba'alma, you would say esei doch lav sheish bokaris. Yeah, that's the Gemara stage now. Yeah, lo. Maybe we're talking about lav de mechamer. Ba'afilu hachi lo dachi. Okay, so let's say it's talking about the mechamer. Therefore, it's not lav sheish bokaris. It's just a regular case of esei doch lo say, and you needed a chiddush that it's not doche. Ba'afilu hachi lo dachi. Maybe you should learn from here. Maybe ba'alma you don't have a klal of esed dochalosei at all because you see by binyan beis hamikdash you would have said esed dochalosei. Kamash moni don't say it by mechamer even though it's not yesh bokaris. So maybe by all things we don't say esed dochalosei. Mechitim a shiny live at the Shabbat dechamiri. Maybe Shabbos more chamer. V'hatana ba'alma kai v'lo kaparach. That's clearly not the case. So rather, the Gemara here, and this is the crucial stage, rather here the Gemara returns and says, no, Vadai, the Medubber here, is the Isurei Malacha of Bonev Esoser. And therefore you should have Raya, Ese Dochalose, Sheish Balkares, if not for Exeris Akasav. So the Gemara says, yeah, you would have thought that's true, but no. Mishum de'ika le'mifrach. It's not a good raya from Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Bona V'Soser, that it's Docha Shabbos, if not for Gzeres HaKasav. Therefore, you see, Esi Dochalos HaSheish Bakaris in general. It's not a good raya. Why? Mishum De'ikul Mifrach. This is different. Mala Hanach. Some of that means Bona V'Soser. Mala Hanach. Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah. So Rashi will say what? Rashi will say, Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah. You can't build the Beis HaMikdash unless you violate these malachos, Bona V'Soser, have to be violated. Tosin the Rashba, what will they say? So maybe we'll come back to this, and this is obviously what Alec was raising before, but I don't know. If you just plug in what we said before, they'll say, Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah, Mistama, they'll change the girsa again to Malahach. They'll say, we are talking about Mechamer by Binyan Beis HaMikdash as well. That's just the Hechsher Mitzvah, it's a preparatory act. It's a preparation for building the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, it's exceptional. Then you'll have to work on, and what about the Guf HaMitzvah of Bona V'Soser? So either you say the same low plug, and you have a svara to say the same low plug, or I don't know. Then the Gemara...
Is it ridiculous to say that Bona V'Soser itself is an actual mitzvah, if you understand that
so we'll come to that. It may be ridiculous to say in the Rishonim. It may not be ridiculous to say in general, but it may not fit into the Rishonim. Hechsher mitzvah typically mihasam. What do you mean? If you're just teaching me that a hechsher mitzvah is not telcha, so that we already learned that from Kibbut Abim, and therefore you do have a pasuk left over. You do have a pasuk left over. Es mikdashi tiro. No, einachan ami. But the pasuk of es mikdashi tiro is used for a different din entirely. Fine. So this will come to what you just suggested. So the we'll go this way. So Tosa on Daf Hey Amud Beis in the Ramasal Kula. So Tosa said, "V'im Tomar Adi Alfina Mikloim Betzitzis Dachi." We learn Esedoch Lo Sei from Kloim Betzitzis. No, but Nelef Misreif Es Kachim Delo Dachi. We know Sreif Es Kachim is not Dolche Shabbos. Is not Dolche Shabbos Yantif. So maybe we should just learn from there that in general ain't Esedoch Lo Sei. Because we have a limud for that in Psachim. The Ein Sreifas Kachim Docha Yom Tov Mi Hanos Rimenu Ad Boker. Ba'al Kach Vlitim Boker Sheinu Sreifaso. So it's not Docha. So maybe Ba'alma Ein Es Vichalos Zeh. That's Tosfos Kasha. Answer. V'yishlomer the Shiny Husband Lo Batla or Lo Batela Mitzvaso Bekach V'yachol Lisorfo Acher Yom Tov. So Tosfos say, no, that's not a good example. Because, I'm going to put in words here, but I think it is obvious, Tosei, because that's a simple case of Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem. I can burn Kodshim and keep Yontif. I'll just burn it the next day. Now, Tosei are saying there's a Gzeiras HaKasav for that, because the Gemara says, the Gemara in Pesachim says it's a Gzeiras HaKasav, that Ba HaKasav Litin Boker Shein L'Serif Aso, but once I know there's another day, it's not Esei Dochalosei to do it today, because I could do it tomorrow. Efshar La'asos ha-mitzvah le-machar is efshar l'kayim shneihem. Efshar l'kayim le-machar, efshar l'kayim shneihem. I could keep yontif. I could have my cake and eat it too. I can keep yontif. And then I could burn it the next day. So therefore, you don't say esdoch lose in that case. But in Echanami, if it was efshar l'kayim shneihem, you would say esdoch lose say. Again, it is true that Tosfos are saying, the Gemara says, that there's a gzeiras ha-kasav over here of v'hanos rimenu ad boker. But it's clear that the Svara, that the Gzeiras HaKasav tells you have another day to do it. But the Gzeiras HaKasav tells you have another day to do it, and therefore it's possible to do the next day, and therefore it's Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem. And Rai L'Chach, it's Pashat, that that's what Tosfos means. Pashat. It seems Pashat, that's what Tosfos means, because Tosfos then continue, and they ask that we should, what do they say, Nelef Mehacha, where is that? Miu Kasha L'Kaman. We should learn from Surface Bas Kalin, the Ein Udach HaShavas, right? Miu Kasha L'Kaman. Gabi Surface Bas Kalin, Ka'amar, O, Eno Ela B'Shavas, the Havagamir Meklaim, Betiz Delilchi, Ilav Losav Aru, Afi Losav Seshish Bokares, the Malachim Rab, Malachim Razuta, Vahazim Kim, the Yachal Hamtan Al Machar, Nelef Mine Surface Kachim. So those ask the question the flip way. You see by Surface Bas Kalin, Ein Udach HaShavas, because it's Efshar L'Machar. Right, that those are assuming that, and they say, "Kevin the Yachal Hamtad Machar Nelef Minei the Sreifas Kachim." You should learn Sreifas Kachim straight from there. So clearly, it's not Tali only in Sreifas Kachim; it's a Klal. Sreifas Kachim teaches you the Klal. I mean, they're going to give an answer to this question. We're not focusing the answer right now, but Sreifas Kachim gives you a Klal of Efshar L'Kaim L'Machar of Boker Sheni for Sreifas Kachim. But that's a Klal that's applied. That's a Klal of Efshar L'Kaim L'Machar, which is the same thing as Efshar L'Kaim Shneihem. That's Tosfos Shita. Is it clear? That's somewhat clear so far? Okay. The Rishonim disagree with this, the Chachmei Sfarad, the Ramban in Maseches Shabbos and Chav Dalid. Ika de Kashi Levi, Tehavi Nami Yom Tev Lesa Seve, Srivas Kachim Esei, Hechi Dachi Hai Esei Lahai Losa Sei, Hari Efshe La Esei Zel Eskaim Lamachar, Va'amari Shlakish, Kol Makam Shata Motzei Esei Velo Sei, Imati Yachol, Lekayim Shnei, Emuta Vim Lav, Esei Dachi Losa Sei. So the Ramban is assuming what we just discovered, what we were just machadish, the Ramban is assuming that you should say, if it's Efshar L'Kayim L'Machar, that's Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem. He uses the words, Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem of Reish Lakish. And therefore, the Ramban just furthers that. Again, he's coming from the other angle. So he asks, why do we need a pasuk to teach it to us? That Efshar L'Kayim L'Machar is not docha. So he says, "Lididi halo kashali mishum d'lo amar ish lagish efshar l'kayim es shneim ela kagon ha'hud akshim b'mnachas berak tchelas gabis hadam mitzitzis." Avol mitzvas esei she'ein l'kayim ha'yom ela b'dichias los esei e efshar l'kayim shneim mikri avol bisha efshar l'kayim l'machar. Why? Shekol ha'mechuser zman kim mechuser ha'kol dami v'hari achshav efshar l'kayim es shneim. Meaning, the Ramban is saying, even in a case where you have Efshar L'Kayim L'Machar, something that could be done the next day, that's not Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem. You're missing something very crucial. If you were supposed to do the mitzvah today, and you have to push it off tomorrow, that's not Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem. There's something missing. He says, not just that it's not today. The whole Guf HaMitzvah is missing. L'Chayra, what he's referring to, we'll see in the Rashba also, is Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Meaning there's a, and this is a nice discussion for another time, like a sugya in of itself, how much chaviv of mitzvah shaita is part of the mitzvah, or is like, again, similar to what you would make a chakir about hidr mitzvah or is rizus, is it really the guf ha-mitzvah, the chaviv of mitzvah shaita? It's a kachum sugya. But the Ramban is assuming chaviv of mitzvah shaita, doing it today is part of how the mitzvah is supposed to be done. The fact that you could do it tomorrow is not doing the mitzvah the way it's supposed to be done. So it's not efshar l'kayim shneihem. It's Efshar L'Kayim L'Machar, but in Echanami, it's still Esedoch Olos to say. The Rashba in Shabbos over there says the same thing. And then the Rashba adds this. Ubevaday hachi mashma kedvarav. This pshat the Ramban gave, that efshel l'kayim l'machar is not considered efshel l'kayim shneim, that's muchrach, that's proven, v'reish parakamadi of amazan vav mar aleph, damrin and hasam ela asim yibini besa mikdash. The Gemara tries to learn about esi d'chalosei from bini besa mikdash. Vim isa, if it's true that efshel l'kayim l'machar is considered efshel l'kayim shneim, heich efshel lomar kein, d'ha bini and besa mikdash efshel l'machar v'efshel l'kayim shneim. Vim kein d'chavasei heich efshel lomar d'dachya. So we say, Binyan Beis HaMikdash would have been Doche Shabbos if not for Gzeres HaKasav. What do you mean? Binyan Beis HaMikdash, you could do it today on Shabbos, or you could do it tomorrow on Sunday. Binyan Beis HaMikdash there's nothing that says it has to be done on a Shabbos, or on a Tuesday, or on a Sunday. There's no date for it. So it's Efshel L'Kayim L'Machar, Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Which means that it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, according to our Tosfos. Says the Rashba, Elamai, Efshel L'Kayim L'Machar is not equivalent with Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. If you can't do it today, it's not considered Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. And that's why the Gemara can say this would have been a regular case of Esed Ochelosei, even according to Reish Lakish. Be'emes, if you look inside, the Ramban and the Rashba in our sugya say that they do it very quickly, very derech kitzer with a remez, but they say these words, the habinim beis hamikdash efshel l'machar v'afilu hachi amres hechsher mitzvah. They say the same thing, meaning it's still a mitzvah that would have been doche, even though it's efshel l'kayim l'machar, because they don't hold of efshel l'kayim l'machar being efshel l'kayim shneim. Okay, so Tosus and the Chacham Isvard have a machlogas whether Efshel L'Kayim L'Machar is considered Efshel L'Kayim Shneim or not. The problem is that the Rashba has a raya brura from our sugya that if you could say Binyan Beis HaMikdash would have been Dochi Shabbos if not for Gzeres HaKasav, obviously Efshel L'Kayim L'Machar is not a factor in terms of Es Dochelosei. It doesn't make it Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. Everyone following so far? Okay, so the Rebbe Chanan has something about this, Ayin Sham. But the Achronim, many of the Achronim, I saw it first in the Kilas Yaakov, but there's, they just showed me that Rebbe Nachum has at least a similar thing. The Dvar Avraham has this, all the Rosh Yeshiva have this Shtikl Torah, the following Shtikl Torah that we're going to say. But we're going to say, first of all, each one of them says, I guess, slightly differently, although basically there's one Derech HaMelech here. But, you know, we're going to say it in a way that's going to expound upon and try to explain the yesod behind the chiluk. So again, what was suggested as maybe the Binyan Beis HaMikdash is a different type of mitzvah, we're just going to try to flesh that out a little bit more clearly and try to give rayas to it from other places. I'm going to say it to you, you know, anan bididam. We're going to do it the way that we learned it. So the Gemara Bava Basra and Daf Gimel says that Bava Ben Buta gave the Eitzah to Hurdus that he should break the Beis HaMikdash, so that he could go ahead and be meshapetz, he could build it up nicely. So the Gemara says, what's the Shaykh's steer's base on Mikdash? How could that be? So he says, the Gemara says, Malchusa shiny de la hadarbe. Telling the Malchus, telling the kingdom, the ruler, to break the base of Mikdash in order to build it, it's not a stira, it's not a destruction of the base of Mikdash, because they're vadai going to keep their promise of rebuilding it. They're not going to say it, they're not going to stop making promises to do something and then not do it. I guess contemporary politics are different. But Malchus Hashayim Lohadarbe. Once the Malchus made such a Havtacha, they're obviously going to follow through. They're obviously going to build a base of Mikdash. Okay. So there, Rabbi Chanan in the Kovitz Shirim, in Baba Basra, so he says, this Gemara, Lech Ora, is Talay and a Machlokas Rishonim, regarding the Havdara, the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So he says it, Bekitzer Mamish, we're going to spell it out. He says, the Rashba and the Ramban, he literally says in the parentheses, Tolokar Rashba Rashban, River Ramban. So let's explain what he means. The Rashba and the Ramban understand that the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash is kipshuto. There's a chiyuv to build the Beis HaMikdash. There's a maisa mitzvah of putting hammer to nail, of putting stone on top of stone. Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that is a mitzvah that a person has to do, that we all have to do. That, how do you know that? How do you know the Ramban and the Rashba hold that way? Because the Ramban and the Rashba say it's called Efshir L'Kayim L'Machar. Efshel L'Kayim L'Machar is not called Efshel L'Kayim Shneim in the Sugya of Esed Ochelosei. But the Rashba and the Ramban agree that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is called Efshel L'Kayim L'Machar. Meaning, there's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. That mitzvah needs to be performed at some point. You could do it today. You could do it tomorrow. It's a regular mitzvah of being a Beis HaMikdash. Put the hammer to the nail, build a Beis HaMikdash. You can't do it today because Shabbos. Fine, do it tomorrow. You can't do it on Tuesday because you're busy. Do it tomorrow. I mean, of course, there's chaviv mitzvah shaita, which the Ramban and the Rashba say, and therefore it's not efshar l'kayim shneim in the realm of Estil Hulosei, but be'etzem, the mitzvah is efshar l'kayim l'machar. You could do this mitzvah today, you could do it tomorrow. It's the same exact mitzvah, whether you do it today or whether you do it tomorrow. But b'chanas mitzayin, the Tosas and Shabbos, on daf kuf lamed aleph, the Tosas starts on amud aleph and it goes over to amud beis. So this line is on amud beis, that Tosas say that the mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash is dummy, it's similar to tzitzis and mezuzah, that the chiyuv is tmidi, meaning it's a constant mitzvah. You're always mechuyav in the mezuzah on your door and the tzitzis on your body, and you're always mekayim the mitzvah of mezuzah on your door and the tzitzis on your body. That's a mitzvah tmidi, that's a mamshich, that just keeps going, and it's not at one specific point to do or not do, but rather it's constantly that you're mechuyav and mekayim that mitzvah. So according to Tosas, it comes out clearly in Maseches Shabbos that the mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash is not efshar lekayim l'machar, l'mashal. If I tell you, please put on the tzitzis, you say, put on the tzitzis, not put on, you know what? I'll just do it tomorrow. I'll just do the mitzvah tomorrow. So you could do the mitzvah of tzitzis tomorrow, that is true. But the mitzvah of tzitzis that's on you right now is not efshar l'kayim l'machar. If you don't put on tzitzis today, you will not be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis today. Tomorrow you'll be mekayim another mitzvah of tzitzis. Tomorrow's mitzvah of tzitzis. But every second, or let's just work in units of days because it's easier, every day is its own chiyuv, its own mitzvah, and its own kiyum of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Correct? You wouldn't say about tzitzis, efshar l'kayim l'machar, since you can also put it on tomorrow. You could also put it on tomorrow, but you have to put it on today too. It's not efshar l'kayim l'machar. And says Tosas in Maseches Shabbos, the same is true of binyan beis hamikdash. Apparently, Tosas think that binyan beis hamikdash is a mitzvah tmidi, meaning there's a mitzvah that the beis hamikdash must be built. You need to have a Beis HaMikdash. That's always a mitzvah. So if you can't do it today, but you could do it tomorrow, it's better than not doing it. But it's not Efshar L'Kayim L'Machar. There's a mitzvah today on Rosh Chodesh, whatever month we're in, Mar Cheshvan, to build the Beis HaMikdash. There will also be a mitzvah on Beis Mar Cheshvan to build the Beis HaMikdash. There are two mitzvahs, today's and tomorrow's. It's not Efshar L'Kayim L'Machar. Physically it is. Physically you could either do it today or tomorrow. But in terms of the world of mitzvos, the mitzvah is always there. The mitzvah is always there. The person has to do the mitzvah. Elamai, he either does it or doesn't do it. Like tzitzis, like mezuzah, etc. So because of that, Rabbi Chanan is very bothered, and he leaves the tzarachin. We're not going to answer it for two reasons. But Rabbi Chanan is very bothered because the Gemara says, you know, shiny malchusa delo hadrabe, whatever the words were. So he says, that's fine and good that the malchus is going to, they're going to stick to their word. They're not going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and leave it in shambles. But Lamaisa, if Tosas is correct that the mitzvah is to have a Beis HaMikdash every single day, then if they destroy it for a second, it's a bitul of that mitzvah. Who cares if they're going to rebuild it in 2 days, 10 days, 1 day? I don't know. Who cares how fast the construction is going to work? That mitzvah of Asli Mikdash is mevutelas for that day that the Beis HaMikdash is knocked down. That's Rabbi Chanan leaves the Tzarachin. We're not going to answer the Kasha because, first of all, I don't have the answer. But second of all, Rabbi Chanan then says, but there's really a kasha l'kuli alma here. Because even if you don't hold like Tosas, you hold like the Rashba and the Ramban, that there's just a mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash. If it's down, it's down. Whatever. Not a mitzvah tmidi, like the Tosas said. But even so, there's a kasha because you're being mevatel all the karbanos. So that's a problem to do for a day also. So either way, this gemara is difficult for both Rishonim. But what we get from Rabbi Chanan is that Tosas and Shabbos hold that there's this mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash. That's not a mitzvah of ma'isa ha-binyan, but rather the binyan beis hamikdash has to happen, and that occurs every single day. The ha'ara then is that l'chora our Tosas is l'shitasam, because our Tosas we said say that efshar l'kayim l'machar is considered efshar l'kayim shnehem. And we ask, but our Gemara in Maseches Yevamos Nedav Vav says that binyan beis hamikdash would have been esed d'chalosa. Say, hi, Ray, what are you talking about? It's efshar l'kayim l'machar. The Rishonim say the Rashba and the Ramban, it's efshar l'kayim l'machar binyan beis hamikdash, and therefore, according to Tosas, that should be efshar l'kayim shneihem, and then it shouldn't be docha. So the Rashba and the Ramban say ein hachanami, it is efshar l'kayim l'machar, but that's not a klal by esed d'chalosa. Say, but says Tosas, no, it's not efshar l'kayim l'machar. There's a mitzvah now to have a Beis HaMikdash. If you're not mekayim that, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah. You want to be mekayim at l'machar? Beautiful. You did tomorrow's mitzvah. That's great. Tuesday has its own mitzvah. You want to wear tzitzis tomorrow? Great. You wore tzitzis tomorrow, but you didn't wear tzitzis today. It's not efshar l'kayim the mitzvah of today, tomorrow. It's not possible. So they'll say, it's not that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is Efshar L'Kayim L'Machar, but Efshar L'Kayim L'Machar doesn't count. No, Efshar L'Kayim L'Machar is always Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem. But Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not Efshar L'Kayim L'Machar. Okay, so a little deeper, dig a little deeper. Nam Shechesa Kav Hala, as Rehutner would say. So what's the pshat in this? What's the pshat in Tosa Shita that the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash is Tmidi, is Bechol Yom? Where's that come from? And what's the machlokas with the Chachmei Sfarad about this? So here, we'll be makdim with some makoros that I heard from Rav Tversky Shlita many years ago. And the Mikdash David quotes them as well in the very first siman of the Sefer and Kachin. The following Maramach I actually don't think he quotes, but the rest of them he does. So the Taras Konim says in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra that when we take the Trumas, you know, Machtzis HaShekel, when we collect the Machtzis HaShekel from Klal Yisrael on Rosh Chodesh Adar, so we use the Machtzis HaShekel, we give it to the, we put it in the Trumas HaLishka, and that Trumas HaLishka is used to pay for, to fund the Karbanos Ola, all of the Olos. So what if you have extra money? Let's say it comes Rosh Chodesh Adar, and you're collecting, but you still have leftover from last year. So what do you use the leftover money for? So the Gemara's, the Taras Konim tells us, there's a din of Olas Ketzam Mizbeach, that we use that money, the funds that were left over from last year, that we don't need for new Olas for this year, we use the leftover funds to make sure we have the Olas Ketzam Mizbeach. What's the Olas Ketzam Mizbeach? It's when the Taras Konim describes, when the Mizbeach is Yoshiva Batal. There's not really any karbanos being offered that day. There's no karbanos tzibor left, and there's no one coming with nedar minadavos or anything like that. So you don't want the mizbeach to be sitting there, nebuch, all by itself, not doing anything. So we put olas ketz mizbeach, that the mizbeach should always have karbanos on it. So we use the kesef that's left over from the trumas lishka for the olas ketz mizbeach. So I have a simple question. Why not just let the mizbeach rest? Like, why don't you just let it take a nap? Let the mizbeach not have karbanos. Why do we have to go and have the olas ketz mizbeach? What's the din of putting karbanos on the mizbeach when it's empty, when it's yoshiva batal? So Rav Tversky at the time pointed out that l'chora you see over here, the pshat, it's not the pshat only that we bring karbanos to the mizbeach because we're mechuyev in karbanos. Obviously that's also true. You're mechuyev in a karban, the tzibur is mechuyev in a karban, you volunteer a karban, therefore you're mechuyev. That's also true. But apparently there's also a din, a kiyam here, that there's a relationship between the mizbeach and the karbanos that isn't only person to karban, but is actually also karban to mizbeach. Or in other words, the mikdash and the mizbeach therein doesn't just serve as a place for us to bring the karbanos we have to bring. Rather, bringing the karbanos, hakravas or karbanos, is a kiyum in mikdash. If it was just our chiyuv to bring karbanos to the mizbeach, so then when there were no chiyuvim, who cares? Let the mizbeach sit quietly. We don't have any karbanos to bring, so the mizbeach does not have to work today. But what you see from this chazal is that aside from the fact that we have a chiyuv to bring karbanos, the mizbeach has to be with karbanos on it. The mikdash has to have karbanos being brought in the Beis HaMikdash. It's another gemara that supports this gemara in Beitza. We'll leave it for now. But it's clear that the relationship between the mikdash and the karbanos is not simply that we have a place to bring our chiyuvim, but rather a kiyum in mikdash is that there be karbanos brought on it. And therefore, if it's yoshiv batal, if there's no karbanos being brought because we don't have a chiyuv, we still have to bring karbanos. Olas ketz mizbeach. Why? I don't have any chiyuvim. No, because the mizbeach needs its karbanos. The mikdash, it's a kiyum in mikdash to have karbanos on the mizbeach tamid. So that's mavur in the Rambam. The Rambam in the first parak in Beis HaBechira says, mitzvahs esei lasos bayis lashem. You have to build a Beis HaMikdash. This is how he defines the Beis HaMikdash. Muchan lios makrivim bo ha karbanos. The second half is v'chogin elav shalosh pam b'shana shnemar v'asvili mikdash. So mitzvahs esei lasos bayis lashem. Muchan lios makrivim bo karbanos. So I would have thought mitzvahs esei lasos mikdash v'asvili mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. That's the gzeres hakasav. And then you say, and when you have that mikdash, that's where you're going to bring your karbanos. No, the Rambam says the etzim hagdara, the vart. What is the pshat? What is the mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash? What is v'asvili mikdash? Abayis laHashem muchan lios makriv mar karbanos. In one breath, the mitzvah of binyan hamikdash is to build a place in which karbanos will be given. Meaning, it's etzim kiyum in the binyan hamikdash that karbanos be brought. That's the hagdara of the mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash, that karbanos have a place to be brought. So that's lechora, we're starting to uncover the depth of what we were saying before. That it's not pshat that there's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. The pshat is that there is a mitzvah that there be a Beis HaMikdash on which karbanos can be brought, in which karbanos can be brought. That's the hagdara of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. It's a mitzvah hamsheichi, like we said before, hamsheichis. It's a mitzvah tmidis, that there be a Beis HaMikdash lekarbanos. Sheyehei Beis HaMikdash lekarbanos. Again, Sheyehei Beis HaMikdash, we already said. What's the pshat that the mitzvah is Sheyehei Beis HaMikdash as opposed to Livnos Beis HaMikdash? The pshat is that the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash was never to build. The mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash was to ensure that there be a place for karbanos to be brought. The kiyum in Mikdash is to bring karbanos, because the mitzvah of Mikdash is to have a place for karbanos. So there's no mitzvah. The mitzvah is not, as we're defining it now, to build a Beis HaMikdash b'maisa. The mitzvah is to have a Beis HaMikdash in which karbanos can be brought. With that, you understand, this Rav Twersky explained b'shaito, but also the Mikdash David says as well, you understand the Mechilta in Parshas Vayakel says as follows, Hadin Nosein, Akal v'chomer, Uma avoda, try to hold kapir. Uma avoda she'ena ba el mikoach ha-machshiren is hari doche Shabbos. Avoda of karbanos is only made possible by machshiren. Machshiren in this context means building the Mishkan. It's only possible to do avoda in the Beis HaMikdash because you built the Mishkan. If you don't have Mishkan, you can't do the avoda. So ma avoda she'ena ba el mikoach ha-machshiren hari doche Shabbos. Machshirei avoda, building the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, she'ein avoda ba ela mikochan, which is the only way that it makes possible to bring karbanos through building the Mishkan, ein odin she'yidchus ha-Shabbos, meaning if karbanos are doche Shabbos, which they are, karbanos are doche Shabbos, and karbanos are only possible if you build the Mishkan, so then shouldn't it follow that building the Mishkan is also doche Shabbos? Kamash Milan, Talmud Lomar Vayakel Moshe B'chol V'lo B'Shabbos. Kamash Milan, the pasuk says, no, you can't build the Mishkan on Shabbos. But the Havmin was, there's a Kasal Gadait in here, that Binyan HaMishkan, or Binyan Beis HaMikdash, should be Doche Shabbos, because Avodah is Doche Shabbos. If Avodah is Doche Shabbos, and it's impossible without a Mikdash, so then for sure, the Mikdash itself, Binyan HaMishkan, should be Doche Shabbos. You hear the Kal V'chomer? Okay, once you follow the Kal V'chomer, let's listen to the Lashon again. Usually we assume that a mitzvah is Doche Shabbos, but it's machshirin or not Doche Shabbos. If a mitzvah is Doche Shabbos, it's machshirin or not. A machlokes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lezer, we don't assume like Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer de Mila. So what's the svar of the Kal V'chomer? That because the mitzvah itself is Doche, the machshirin should be Doche as well? No? It's a shvera Kal V'chomer. We know the mitzvah of Avoda is Doche Shabbos because it's a gufa mitzvah. The hechsher Avoda is Doche Shabbos because we don't assume like Rabbi Lezer, we assume like Rabbi Kiva. So Elamai, the pshat is that, no, the karbanos which are Doche Shabbos, they're not Doche Shabbos simply because we bring karbanos, we have a mitzvah to bring karbanos. They're Doche Shabbos because that's the mitzvah of Mikdash. Mitzad the Mikdash, mitzad the Mizbeach, there's a kiyam in Ba'asi li Mikdash, v'shachanti b'socham, the Ba'asi li Mikdash is mekuyam alideh ha-karbos karbanos. Mitzvahs Mikdash is mechayiv in karbanos. Karbanos are a kiyum in Va'asuli Mikdash. So now say the Kal V'chomer. Ma'avoda, which is a kiyum in Mikdash, and it's Doche Shabbos. Avoda, which is Va'asuli Mikdash, v'shachanti v'socham, is Doche Shabbos. Kal V'chomer, binyan Mikdash Atzmo, which is Va'asuli Mikdash. That's the first step in Va'asuli Mikdash. Va'asuli Mikdash starts, it commences with the physical building of the edifice of the Beis Mikdash, and it continues with the offering karbanos. But if the continuation, the offering karbanos, that's also the Mikdash also, if that's Doche Shabbos, Kal V'chomer, the actual binyan, the first step in the process of actually creating that binyan, that Beis HaMikdash, is also supposed to be Doche Shabbos. Kamash Blan, Talmud Lomar, Ve'yakal Moshe, only on Shabbos, not B'chol. Only on Chol, not B'Shabbos. So all of this, again, points that Yisod, that binyan Beis HaMikdash, the Vard is not that there's a mitzvah, Livnos Beis HaMikdash. If that were the case, it was a Maisa mitzvah, you wouldn't have this Kal V'chomer, you wouldn't understand Olas Ketzim Mizbeach. There would be a lot that would be unclear. The Rambam's Lashon doesn't sound that way. The mitzvah is Shikehei Bayis Mucha and La Karbos Karbanos. That there be a place on which you can offer Karbanos. Karbanos are therefore a Kiyam in Mikdash itself, which is why the Kal v'chomer makes sense, which is also why Tosfos is shita. It makes perfect sense in our sugya. Because Tosfos will say, Enachanami, it's true that Efshar L'Kayim L'Machar is Efshar L'Kayim Shneim, but Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not Efshar L'Kayim L'Machar, because the mitzvah is not to build a Beis HaMikdash. The mitzvah is to have a Beis HaMikdash. You have to have it today, you have to have it tomorrow, you have to have it the next day. Every day that you don't have it, you're not able to be Mekayim that mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Should it become relevant to build a Beis HaMikdash, if you do it tomorrow, you're doing tomorrow's mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash, but you didn't have it yesterday. And not having yesterday is a lack of the mitzvah. It's not Efshar L'Kayim L'Machar. It's only Efshar L'Kayim B'Shaita. Where it gets a little tricky is where Alec was suggesting. It gets very tricky, and I think, you know, Zach was being miramis to this also. Is there a way to read this into the Maskanas HaGemara completely? So the Gemara is going to come to a conclusion over here that, you know, Shiny Bein Beis HaMikdash, the Hechsher Mitzvah. So what does that mean? So the Pashtus in the Rishonim, is that means, according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, etc., is that that means Hechsher Mitzvah is a Malahach, and it means Mechamer, the Bein Beis HaMikdash, is a Hechsher Mitzvah, it's preparatory. And therefore it's not Doche Shabbos. Which it then comes out that Bona Vesoser are Guf HaMitzvah. Then you have to work on. That's what come out. The Rashba is clear about this. The Rashba says that the Maskanas HaGemara is that Malahach of Mechamer by Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which is a Hechsher Mitzvah, but in Achanami, the Guf of Bona Vesoser would be considered a Guf HaMitzvah, not a Hechsher Mitzvah. Like Alec, you could have said that the whole thing is Hechsher Mitzvah because it's a Hechsher for Karbanos, but it's clear in these, at least in the Rashba, probably in Tosfos also, that building the Beis HaMikdash, Bona Vesoser, is considered Guf HaMitzvah. You could start saying, the Guf HaMitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash is a Hechsher Mitzvah. The definition of Hechsher Mitzvah is not the same for defining the Mitzvah as it is for Estel Chosei, but then it's shver with what we just said in Tosfos, because Tosfos' whole concept was a klal of Efshar L'Kayim Shneim in Estel Chosei. So, l'chora, that pshat is closed off by the Rishonim. But then what comes out is that it's Muchach and our Gemara, that Etzem Binyan Mikdash, let's say Bona Vesoser, is Guf HaMitzvah. It's not Hechsher Mitzvah. It's not preparatory. It's the Guf HaMitzvah is to build the Mikdash. So does that shtim with what we just said? The Guf HaMitzvah is to build a Beis Mikdash? No, I thought the Guf HaMitzvah is to have a Beis Mikdash, and building is just the way you accomplish that. It's just a means by which you end up with a Beis Mikdash for Karbanos, but it's not the Guf HaMitzvah, but it sounds like from our Gemara that it is the Guf HaMitzvah. Mechamer is not. Mechamer is preparatory. You're just having the animal schlep the materials or do the malachos. But the Guf HaBinyan of the Maisa Binyan of Bona Vesoser, that is Guf HaMitzvah. So is that true? And if so, is it a kash and everything we said? So I don't know. L'chor, it is true. L'chor, it is true. But L'chor, it's not a kash and everything we said, and we'll leave this as a Mar Malkum, basically. But if you look in Chidushi Agram V'Agrid, in the sixth paragraph of Besa Bechira, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Tversky referenced this in a footnote in his Shtikl and Ami Ma'arava. Chel Gala, for those of you who are listening to this many years from now. So the Rav writes, and it's in Kovitz Chidushi Torah also, the Rav writes that there's a kasha the Lecha Mishnah has. In Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim in the fifth parak that once we get to Eretz Yisrael, there are three mitzvahs that we're mitzvahim in. One of them is Binyan Beis HaBechira, Shenemar L'Shichna Sidrashu Vasa Shama. So Lecha Mishnah says, I don't understand, in Parak Aleph of Beis HaBechira, the Rambam told us there's a mitzvah of building the Mishkan before we get into Eretz Yisrael even. I mean, it exists in the Midbar, right? Before we get into Eretz Yisrael. And even when we get into Eretz Yisrael, before we have Yerushalayim, there's a mitzvah of Mishkan. And it comes from the Pasuk of Asuli Mikdash. So it's a stira. So the Rav says, no, it's obvious, it's pashut, that there are two mitzvos. There's a mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash, and there's a mitzvah of L'shichna Sidrashu Vasa Shama. The mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash is a mitzvah that we have a Mishkan with which we can worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with which we can offer karbanos, and that exists in the Midbar, that exists in Eretz Yisrael, that exists wherever we are. We have a mitzvah to have a Beis HaMikdash. Why? Like the Rambam told us, Shehi Bayis Muchan for Avodas Hashem, for karbanos. But then when you get to Eretz Yisrael and you have the Makom HaNivchar of Yerushalayim, then there's a mitzvah separately, I mean, they go together, but a second din of L'shichna Sidrashu Uvasa Shama to build a Beis HaBechira. He says there's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Asli Mikdash, and there's a mitzvah of Beis HaBechira. There's a mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdash, and there's a mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaBechira. And l'chora, what we said is true, and that's why the Rambam says it that way. Before you get into Eretz Yisrael, it's ba'asli mikdash. In Hilchos Malachim, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, it's Beis HaBechira, l'shechna sidrashu. By Beis HaBechira, by Hilchos Beis HaBechira, ironically the title, but by Hilchos Beis HaBechira, before you get to Eretz Yisrael, ba'asli mikdash, that's where he says it's hagdara of Shehe Bayis Muchan for Hakravas Karbanos, because that applies wherever you are. We need a place for Karbanos, Bini Beis HaMikdash. That's the mitzvah, that's what we've been defining until now. Since that's true, Tosfos will tell you there's an element of the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which is that it has to be done. It's not Esher L'Kayim, that element, L'Machar. It happens to also be true that there's an element of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which is the Binyan Beis HaBechira, once you get to Eretz Yisrael and you have the Makom HaNivcha of Yishalayim. L'Shichno Sidrashu V'Asa Shama, there's a mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaBechira, Mamish. That's its own inyan of actually building the place, regardless of the Asiyas Karbanos, regardless of the Hemshech HaMitzvah like we described until now. That's an element that exists post getting into Eretz Yisrael, and that's an element that you could describe as Guf HaMitzvah. But you only need both elements to say both parts of the Gemara. Tosfos will still say the Pshat, it's not Efshel L'Kayim L'Machar because of the point of Asli Mikdash. It's also Binyan Beis HaBechira, but it's also Asli Mikdash. Everything we said until now is still true. Just additionally, you have the mitzvah of L'Shichno Sidrashu V'Asa Shama when you get to Eretz Yisrael to build the Beis HaBechira.
The
Gemara is talking about the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash has both elements, have both aspects. So it's Tosfos understand our Gemara to mean it's Efshel L'Kayim L'Machar. Tosfos understand the mitzvah to be Efshel L'Kayim L'Machar. Even though it's true that there is an element of a mitzvah of Maisa Binyan by Beis HaMikdash, Harei L'Shichno Sidrashu. But even so, there's also an element of Asli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Socham, that there has to be a Binyan Beis HaMikdash that exists, and that you can't be L'Kayim L'Machar. That's enough for Tosfos. It's separately also true that there's a mitzvah, Guf HaMitzvah, of building the Beis HaMikdash.
It's one mitzvah with two dinim?
I don't know how to say it. It's two psukim, and it's definitely the Rav uses the words two mitzvos, but I don't think in Minyan HaMitzvos it's you know, separate. There's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. So it's two parts to the mitzvah. It's two kiyumim. It's, and there's two psukim for it, which is gevaldik, mamish gevaldik. The Beis HaMikdash is in Shmos somewhere, and Kisiza, and L'Shichno Sidrashu and Parshas Re'eh. Two separate the psukim entirely. Okay, this may be just a Ma'amach Mani Lach. If you look that Adkan Stam in the Indian of Kibra Aim being a Hechsher Mitzvah, Tosis gave us one shot. If you look in the Meshech Chachma in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, he says such a Charifus, such a Gevaldik Pshat, really a Charifus in why Kibra Aim is considered a Hechsher Mitzvah, Ayin Sham, as they say in Tim Sanachas. Okay, we'll stop here.